What's good? My bad, I'm tripping. What's good, everybody? It's your boy Anonymous, the author, aka Anonymous Rap Guy, and I am back with another podcast episode, man. I got a new little friend with me today, man. This is Rocket. This is my little homie. He's a little monster. He definitely has a little destructive gene in him. But he likes being held, and he is super chill. If you follow me on Instagram and Twitter, then you are very familiar with this little guy. And if you're gonna continue the journey with me, he will definitely be making some appearances on the show. I do still have Tilly here with me, but she doesn't like me, so I got the little homie rocking with me today. He is trying to chew up my show notes, so I am going to get ready to put him down. But yeah, he's super cuddly. He does like being held. So thanks to the good people that helped me get this little pupper adopted. Man, he's so cute. He's got all the shots. Ownership, man, is a pet ownership is a funny thing. It definitely you realize, I'm sorry, man. I don't even have my I ain't got my speakers and stuff ready. I just started talking. The dog got me distracted, man. I'm sorry. Can y'all hear me? Mic check 1 2 1 2. Are we live? Are we live? I said, yeah, I mess with every time I do this dang on show, I'm messing with the thingy right here, and I never can get it right. But anyway, man, we back. How y'all doing? I hope y'all doing good. Because I'm fine. I was just piddling around here. The thing about animals is that they never do what you want them to do. Unless you like have them perfectly trained. But like for the average goober, getting like a baby puppy to come and to like leave and to leave stuff alone is definitely a huge stressor. Speaking of huge stress relief, if you are unvaccinated, if you have not gotten that shot, let me tell you something. They are trying to tell you that your creamsicle, your goo goo ga juice, you know what I'm saying? Your baby battle is gonna be worth more than Bitcoin. That's what people are saying. I saw this post on Twitter. I'm gonna put this up in a little corner. They are saying that your baby battle, if you are unvaccinated, will be more worth more than Bitcoin because of how the it's gonna affect people. And how the effects are going to destroy the genetic line going down. And let me just tell you, I got the shot. And if I knew that my leavings, my man droppings were gonna be worth more than Bitcoin, listen, I invest in Bitcoin and I am still waiting on a profit. Okay? Y'all see the hands? Listen, y'all not ready for that hand speed, okay? I plucked it out the air like a baby chicken, okay? Because baby chickens can fly. Anyway, back to the point. What I was saying was, words is what I was saying. Yeah, man. I don't even know what I was talking about. My heart is racing right now because I just caught that, man. I'm ready. Listen, I'm about to go try for the Reds. Joey Votto, holla at your boy. Get me on the training squad. Y'all know how we do, even though this is Bengals. Don't worry about that. Listen, don't worry about the things going on in the places, okay? We Reds over here, all right? We just going to throw this to the side. And it is what it is. Y'all like my shirt, man. I saw this. I just saw this. Got a cop. It's beautiful. I'm really like, if you see me out, I'm definitely one of those dudes that like to wear stuff with signs on his shirt. I really want to get the one of those God is dope shirts. Yeah, I just gave him free publicity, but I feel like if you rep a religion, man, I gotta give you a little nod of the cap. The animals are chasing themselves currently, so if you hear anything in the background, such as fighting or things falling over, it's because I have two destructive animals now, and they love to play chase in the house, just run around, knocking into stuff, flying into things, and with no regard for what I have to deal with as a human. But hey, it is what it is. But yeah, man, back to the talking point. Let's talk about this Bitcoin sperm agenda, okay? I think it's brilliant. I think if you really want to get somebody to not take a vaccine, tell them one, hey man, it's bad if you take the vaccine, but then you also gonna get paid buku bucks for getting off the g-g-g-haga, huh? The g-g-gooshums? That's what you're trying to tell me? Get that needle away from me, Mike. I'm personally gonna be injecting people with the vaccine. Like just walking up to them and just, listen, you're cured against it. but your sperm is going to be worthless. Buy from me. Okay? That's how, listen, you think it's going to go up like Bitcoin? It's going to go up like crime. Okay? It's going to be a $1 billion business if you just, have everybody over to your house. Just say, hey, man, I want to. That's why, that's what makes, that would, that makes sense why the government is pushing everybody to get the vaccine. Like, I don't care about, it don't matter about what y'all saying. It's going to kill us off. It's going to infect us with a disease. I don't care about none of that. But if you're telling me that it's going to negate me able to sell my sperm for millions of dollars, I may have made a grave mistake, guys. Now I got to rethink my whole life choices. I've missed out on, the Bitcoin balls, basically. That's what they're telling me, The crypto cum, that's what they're going to call it. The botchain pop stain. Okay, let me stop. Let me stop. I'm just sitting here thinking of silly names. Anyway, man, let me tell you something. Let me tell you about what I'm telling myself, about what I'm telling y'all. Don't get the vaccine. And if you do get the vaccine, also get a vasectomy. Yeah. Because I feel like if the people who don't get the vaccine, if they're worth millions of dollars, at least they get the vasectomy. The people like me who got the vaccine might have a chance of aligning our way into the billionaire ball, agenda. Because I've never regretted anything in my life as much as missing out on these cashing out on these orbs, the golden orbs. They the golden orbs for real now. You telling me it's going up like Bitcoin? But if it's going up like Bitcoin, it's probably gonna go down like Bitcoin too. And don't think you never really want things going down when you're dealing with that area. Oh man. But anyway, on to the next topic, people. This is more of a personal topic. Y'all might have noticed energy's a little off today. Just kinda like my y'all might see my eyes is a little puffy, eyes is a little red. Like I say, I don't share much of myself on here, but this is definitely one of the things that I felt like I needed to share with y'all. I needed to talk about, really. Not even just for me, just for the simple fact that I just want to blast his name. I just feel like sometimes people deal with death differently. Like, you deal with life differently, you deal with processing things differently, and so my grandfather passed earlier today, actually, and it's just been like the weirdest thing trying to process it, like just trying to see it through. And I definitely feel like talking about it has helped me some. Like, talking about it with family and friends and people in my life, it definitely has definitely opened up. Because sometimes when things happen, it's just like you just hit it, you just feel it, you just hit it, it just hits you head on, and you just have to deal with it, and you just have to keep pushing through. And sometimes when you're younger, you don't process that until you're much older, decades older sometimes. And some people don't ever process it, and sometimes it's not even until therapy. Like, it's just deep and layered. And so the way that I've been processing is not only talking about it with people, but just really speaking his name out loud and really wanting to carry on his name. I'm not going to do it here, not on this social media, but who he was as a man, I definitely want to keep his image alive and well. I'm definitely going to be mentioning his name a lot. It's definitely going to be incorporating him more into my life and just remembering him as a man. Because I'm old, as you see. I'm out of high school, let me just say that. I'm out of my yeah, I'm not in my early 20s. So I just say most people, most, not even just most, yeah, most anything in the world, doesn't, you don't really usually get to see the father or the grandfather stick around. Like, even in the animal kingdom, the father's usually bam bam and then they dipping out. And for somebody like me to have a strong male role model in my life like him, that really kept me on the straight and narrow, really showed me like how to navigate paths, and really showed me how to like be a man and stand up individual. And like, I don't agree with everything that he taught me, but I definitely understood everything he was trying to get across to me. And definitely gonna fight the good fight, definitely gonna respect his best wishes, and definitely say his name. definitely say his name, man. Mr. Ernest. Ernest was his name, and he's, man, words can't even explain. He passed, and definitely a punch in the gut, definitely something that I had been expecting. Like, it's not a surprise to a certain extent, but it is, it still hurts. You know what I mean? It's still gut-wrenching, you know? It's still like, hoo-ah! Just like it's somebody pulling a rug from underneath you. But he got me set up to a point in my life where I feel like I can not only process my own personal pains and struggles, but that I can take on, my family's pains and struggles dealing with this, dealing with my grandfather and everybody else in my family who loved and cared about him, who's going through it. And definitely feel like I can be a shoulder for them to lean on and to cry on. And like, that's him. Like, it's funny when you deal with somebody passing. It's funny how much that they really affected your life, because you might, it's just funny. Like, the thing that I always say is, sometimes you think about people when you don't even mean to think about them. You'll be reliving a memory, like just in your head. You know, maybe you're driving and you're like, oh man, oh look at that over there. That's the store that I went to 8 years ago with all my ex. And then you just start thinking about this person, and it's like the person was so ingrained in your life that you can't even get away from them because you have memories with them. And that's the beautiful thing about memories, is that when they hit you unexpectedly, it's almost like you get to see that. It's almost like having that person there, like reliving that moment for just a brief, awesome time. And I mean, that's what it is. Like, everything that I think of, a lot of the things I think about, a lot of the ways that my mind works, a lot of the processes that I go through are directly from him. And it's just crazy. I don't know if y'all are aware, if y'all keep up, or if y'all have seen, but a great, fantastic comedian, currently, I believe, in the California area, Mr. Tony Baker, comedian Tony Baker, does great voiceovers, and he recently lost someone in his family. I'm gonna leave it at that. If you're familiar with the story, I don't really want to touch about it. I don't really like to talk about other people's business that much, but I do want to talk about it in the sense that seeing him be so honest and open about what he's going through and like his emotions and his feelings, it made me want to go harder. It made me want to push. It made me want to keep doing what I'm doing. Like I told you, I do everything. Like I do music, comedy. I do a little bit of here and there. I'm not gonna act like I'm accredited and yeah, see me on Comedy Central, but definitely get my feelers out there. And this whole situation with him is just not only reminded me of how short and sweet life is, but just how important it is to make memories and to make those moments that last and to make those, I won't say connections because I'm still antisocial, but definitely to make an impact and to push as hard as you can each day. And that's kind of just what I come away with this whole situation, is just he wouldn't want me to be sitting on my butt doing nothing. So I got to make every day count towards something, whether that's me waking up and trying to make better decisions on what I'm putting in my body, or making sure that I'm exercising and making sure that I'm keeping my body right, expressing myself everywhere that I need to. It's just really about keeping that person's memory alive and processing things, health being healthy. So that, I mean, that I don't know if anybody even feels on what level that I'm coming from. I don't even know if I feel on what level I'm coming from, but the podcast, as I've said a million times, is half entertainment and half my therapy. That I just can just sit on here and talk for a while, get all my thoughts and ideas out, and let the chips fall where they may. And I'm partially giving partially taking credit for coming up with this, but I partially, like, it's him, man. Like, he you gotta talk about it. If something bothering you, get it off your chest. Speak on it. You just gonna sit up, stand around here stomping your feet. He's Southern, man, so he always had these sayings and all these country slangs and drawls that that I've loved forever. And yeah. Yeah, you're gonna be around here stomping your feet. Tell me what's wrong. So I'm gonna tell y'all what's wrong, man. I'm gonna speak on my piece, I'm gonna speak my mind, I'm gonna tell y'all what's going on, and I'm checking the battery life. And hopefully y'all keep rocking with me. We'll just have to see. We will just have to see, man. I mean, I don't have much for the rest of the show. I'm really just chilling. I'm gonna get on Twitter here and see what's trending. Hopefully nothing too crazy. Oh man, I'm tired. I feel like I am going after I get off here, man. I'm passing out. I was gonna try to stay up. I was gonna try to stay try to get some more stuff done, but I'm going to finish this. I'm gonna mix it down. I'm gonna post it. By the time you're seeing this, I'll probably be taking a nap. By the time this gets posted and everything gets finished uploading and processing and all that Google gobble, oh man, my hand-eye coordination is flawless today. But by the time I get all that stuff done, I'll probably be asleep. Like I'm huge on naps, but I'm up half the night. But I am huge on taking a nap throughout the day, and I definitely think that is what's gonna happen. I'm looking at the trending page here on the Twitter, and they are talking about Kanye. They are talking about Afghanistan. They're talking about little bit of everything. Little animal, man. This is why you just can't trust animals to just leave stuff alone. My aim is flawless, by the way. It landed directly on what he was. Oh, he still got it. Give me a second, guys. Oh, I'll tell you what. I'm leaving all that in, people. We're not changing nothing, okay? I'll add some music or something right there to try to get to. Oh, man, I am flustered today, guys. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's happening. I don't know if this is just a sign. Maybe I shouldn't have done this today. Maybe this is a sign that I should have just stayed, kept my butt in the house, and just not done nothing, because this is all just going left so quick. The dog took whatever that was on the floor. I threw the pillow perfectly to land directly on top of what he was about to get, and then he just goes around and gets it. I was like, I thought I threw the placement of the pillow was absolutely flawless. I said, because I got it just on the edge of the it was like a little piece of something that he was smelling, and I got it just on the edge when I threw it and it landed. And he was like, oh man, I can't get to it now. And I was like, yes. But sure enough, he just crept his little head up under the pillow and pulled it out. I said, you know what, man? It's like animals don't care. They're like, clearly I'm not supposed to get this, but I feel like I need to. So it is what it is, man. It is what it is. But yeah, people talking about Afghanistan. If you're not familiar, we were trying to evacuate out of Afghanistan, and it's been just a crap show ever since we first got in there. So, you know, why would it be any different now? It all completely just fell through. We were trying to pull our troops out. We were trying to pull our liaisons out. We were trying to pull the diplomats out, and it just did not go very well. Taliban basically were like, you need to go now. We're like, yeah, we're leaving. And Taliban was like, you need to go now. We're like, but we have a couple. You need to go. You don't got to go home, but you got to get the hell up out of here. Yeah, that's basically what they said. Of course, they said it with guns and weapons and very threatening language. And people on both sides are blaming people from both sides. I mean, a Republican technically sent us there. A Democrat technically was responsible us for leaving. So it's like both sides are responsible. All I know is that I'm glad we out. I'm glad that we pulled out. Pulled out terribly, though. I don't think anybody would dispute that bloodshed leaving a country is probably not an ideal way you want to leave a country. The people that we trained, which the whole fun, the whole story is just like, this is what we get for getting involved in the first place. We went in originally, the original of the Taliban is that we went in there, we wanted to train them for insurgents and give them weapon for other insurgents, and then they were gonna fight them and then be like, hey, we're good. And then the Taliban took the weapons, took the training, and then turned against the US and everyone else and kind of like, hey, this is ours. And then they eventually, got bigger, bombed a bunch of people. We went in and said, hey, we're going to suppress this. And then they were like, hey, they'll suppress it. How are you going to suppress it? Well, we're going to trade the people, give them weapons. And it would hold on. Maybe that's kind of a repeat of what led to. So maybe we'll give them half the trading and half the weapons. And then Taliban was like, well, half the trading, half of a jito chop is just swinging your arm. So how do you think that that's going to go? So they kicked him out. No, I'm sorry. They didn't even kick him out. The people who were training was like, yo, the president of Afghanistan was like, this is crazy, yo. I'm just gonna dip over here for a minute. I'm gonna get the binoculars and I'm gonna call y'all and let y'all know what y'all need to do. Sir. It ain't no game. Listen, if you are a political leader, you got to be down the ride for your cause, man. That's why I think the U.S. senators ain't about nothing. You know, the last real one was McCain, wasn't he? Wasn't he the last one that like served in a war, like a war? I don't think there's any other senators that actually served in an active war. I mean, then again, I don't know any senators, so let me stop lying. But Bernie Sanders could have served in Vietnam for all I know. I have no clue. So let me, I don't even know if Bernie Sanders is a senator, but I'll tell you what I do know. I treat the politicians just like they treat me. Every 4 years, they come to Ohio and tell us how they're going to help and they're going to build factories and they're going to get, and they listen, I think about them every 4 years when they come through. Other than that, I don't care about the politics. I'm chilling. I'm chilling, chilling on the political game. Okay? I didn't talk about. I talked about, no, I didn't talk about Obama when he was in office. I didn't talk about Trump. I didn't talk about Biden. You know why? Because I don't care. I don't. I care a little bit about local government. Slightly. Obviously, I vote. Yes, I vote. Y'all know which way I lean. I don't have to speak about this 50 million times. But I don't care. I didn't understand it when people would rallying and loving and basically simping for Obama. I mean, they was doing everything they can but slop the man down. I mean, it is what it is. And I didn't get when they was doing it for Trump. I was like, he's just another politician. Listen, politicians, there's just certain things that rub me the wrong way. Lobbyists and politicians, I'm always looking for the angle. Like everybody has an agenda. Everybody got a link. It don't it, like either you're trying to smash somebody. Either you like the person and you want a general friendship, relationship, whatever it is, or you want nothing to do with the person. Like you can have a general interest towards somebody, like, I want to help this person be a better them. That's fine. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But you are getting a reward of the accomplishment feeling. Like you want something out of the relationship, whether it's just a feeling of it, you know what I mean? But I don't know. I don't know what I'd be talking about half the time. I jump in and out of these topics. And then half the time, I forget what I'd be talking about. But y'all still put up with me. And let me just say, I appreciate that. Because I'm half man, half nonsense. You know what I'm saying? Nonsense the legend. Okay, that's what the new rap name is. Mr. Nonsense. I like Nonsense the Legend, though. Because it's kind of like common sense. Shout out to Common. I wonder what he's going on. Speaking of Common, Smoking Aces was a great movie. I don't know if y'all have seen Smoking Aces. Fantastic movie. It's got Alicia Keys. Fantastic movie. Assassin movie. Great. If you are into that kind of thing, like murder, like not murder, but like assassin type film, like gun, big guns, and like listen, I'm extra, okay? But good movie. Good movie. Don't remember it that well, but remember I thought it was good when I saw it. Anyway, I'm gonna get off of here, man. Rest in peace, Ernest. Rest in peace to anybody out there that y'all lost. These past few days and past few years, anybody you've ever lost, rest in peace, rest in paradise, rest in power. Whatever helps the most, whatever helps you, I want you to know to always be kind, always be dope, but more importantly than anything else, be yourself. It's the only thing you really can do. Choose to be you. All right, I'm out, man. Peace.